Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're going to find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big old helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Good Friday, and I wish you a happy weekend. I hope that you get to worship, maybe get to see your family, have a little chocolate candy or something. I know a lot of people like that, and I do too. But I have a daughter-in-law that it's tradition in their family to bite the ears off of the rabbit. And so the kids always got a rabbit without one ear. So I don't think she carried that tradition on with her family, but with her kids, with my grandchildren. But it was kind of funny that they did that because they're not the kind of people you would think would do such a thing. So it was kind of funny. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. And we're thinking about the weekend, but also about our nation. And so I have lots of things I want to talk to you about, and Daniel's going to join us in the second segment. For such a time as this, it was for such a time as this that you came to die for our sins. We praise you, O God. We thank you. I know we can never truly understand the sacrifice that was given for us. May this season bring new believers to your kingdom. New brothers and sisters in Christ. Heaven came down to save us all. It is not your will that any should perish. I pray for your continued protection over your children. This weekend is big and there are haters out there, Father, and I pray for your protection over the churches. I pray especially for your protection over President Donald Trump. For these times are truly dark here in this nation like we've never seen before. But you, Abba Father, are on your throne and you are the light and the hope for which we stand. Grant us courage and wisdom and strength. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit. Washed in his blood. For such a time as this, I pray in my Savior's name, Jesus. Amen. I used to have a book of a lot of Helen Steiner Rice poems. I no longer have that because I lost those when my home burned years ago. But this is one of her poems. It's Easter Reflections. With our eyes we see the beauty of Easter as the earth awakens once more. With our ears we hear the birds singing sweetly to tell us spring again is here. With our hands we pick the golden daffodils and the fragrant hyacinths. But only with our hearts can we feel the miracle of God's love, which redeems all men. And only with our soul can we make our pilgrimage to God and inherit his Easter gift of eternal life. She had a way, did she not? She had a way. Contrast is the word for today. There's so many things that are contrasting, and I guess they always have been. There are many great contrasts in our society. But do we understand the truth and the in these contrasts, or the significance in the differences? Today is Good Friday, when our Lord was brutally beaten and crucified. Yet it was just last week we celebrated his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, waving the palm trees, waving the palm branches, laying them at his feet. Politically condemned, much later that week. As the governing was done back in those days in Rome. But the very ones who were praising him and singing his praises in that triumphal entry were now the same ones who were calling for his death. As a contrast, what about in our nation? We no longer look like the America we once were created to be. Those today who have shouted to fundamentally change America are presenting evil into our nation and removing Christianity. You're trying to, and they're not going to get her done. The sad thing, and I'm talking about me too, we who profess Christianity have either lazily or perhaps in fear done nothing. And now America's sons and daughters are looking at a very dark future. Not freedom and not liberty, and where Christianity will once again have to be in hiding. Did you know, though? Do you remember the story of the Samford University in Alabama last year that we talked about, where these young people were having a revival? Did you know, I did not, that it is still going on? It was in the news report last night on the Late Show that was Fox. And they were interviewing two of these youths. One was a female, one was a male, young men, young man and young woman. And they said America's youth are hungry for Jesus. Thousands are still attending these services, and they have had massive, massive baptisms. We're talking thousands at a time. America's future in those looks good, very promising. We pray that they can continue. But the contrast of that, what we see all the time on the news are these young people in these other universities protesting in the streets and calling for the death of all Jews in Israel. The contrast of the youth today who refuse to work. Yesterday, the presidential candidates both were in New York City. One to attend a wake, and the other ignoring crime, attending a fundraiser, hobnobbing with the rich and the famous, joking around and ignoring the tears and the fears of the city of America. President Donald J. Trump, he's still my president, even though he's not in charge, but he looked more presidential than any of the others. As he stood there with the American citizens, the family who just lost, the woman who lost her husband and the child who lost his father. He will never know his father. And he wept with them. And he stood with them. More presidential than anyone I have ever seen in the United States in my lifetime. Oh, there are those that say it was hypocrite. He's just doing it for the attention. But Biden wasn't doing it. And that brought my attention. Joe Biden, Barack Hussein Obama, and Bill Clinton. All corrupt presidents standing together, hobnobbing with the rich and the famous, with their filthy jokes and whatever went on. While America wept in the streets, they danced and collected money for a campaign, hoping to ruin America finally. I have an article on that as well, that they're trying to rush Biden into making lots of regulations and ruin America's freedom and liberty for final. Put the final, what is it, the final stake in the coffin, the final nail in the coffin. We're not going to let them do it. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
Thank you. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immuno 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. Or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Hear ye, hear ye. Read all about it. The American Crisis Continues. In her new book, The American Crisis Continues, Beth Ann elaborates on the crises America faces today. Invasion at the border. Insurrections. Lawlessness. Climate change, and the cry for democracy. These are the times that try men's souls. Thomas Paine's words continue to speak to Americans today. We the people once again find ourselves under tyranny. In The American Crisis Continues, you'll glean wisdom from our founding fathers and an understanding why belief in Creator God is the foundation of this nation. Liberty is always in the hands of the people. But first, it must be a longing and a lust within their hearts. The American Crisis Continues is a must-read. Order your copy today at csctalkradio.com or amazon.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we have Daniel Turner with us. Daniel, welcome CSC Talk Radio. Happy Good Friday. I always wonder whether we really should say Happy Good Friday, because Good Friday was the dark day. But how are you doing?
Yes, but it prepares us for Sunday, which is a great day.
And it's amen.
Always an Easter, right? That's
and
the
Resurrection
thing to remember.
Sunday.
I feel Absolutely. Like every day has been Good Friday for the last 3 years, but we do have the promise of Easter. We just don't know when it's going to come, but it will come inevitably.
Amen. Amen. So, I have two articles here that I want you to kind of elaborate on. And okay. One is about, they're about the wind turbines. And, of course, we know that they've been killing the birds, and the administration ignores it. We know that they've been killing the whales out in the sea. Mm-hmm. And now we find out, and they're calling it people that are upset with these, are calling it turbine syndrome. So apparently we all have turbine syndrome. They're killing the birds, but we found out that the foals, the little horses of this gentleman in Texas, it's deforming their hooves, and they can't grow correctly. But this is all being ignored by the government, who's, you know, paying people to put these things up. Yeah. Have you heard these stories?
I have, and I've seen that actual report, and, you know, I don't know if it's necessarily true, I don't know if it's false, but I would say it's worth looking into.
Absolutely.
And that's the problem with wind and solar, is they have been, well, I mean, there's lots of problems with wind and solar, but one of the the 30,000 foot level problems is that they haven't been presented to the American people as these perfect, flawless, right? We call them green, we call them clean, we call them net zero. They're made to sound like once we have wind and solar, all our problems will be solved. And first of all, we don't have a problem. We're creating a problem because of wind and solar, but wind and solar have drawbacks. And I've told people many times, I will gladly walk you through all of the drawbacks of fossil fuels because they're not perfect. We don't live in a perfect world. Mm-hmm. So I will happily walk through with you all of the problems of wind and of fossil fuels, right? They're labor intensive. They do produce methane, right? You do have to combust them. They can be expensive, although they're cheaper than wind. And so I'll walk through all the problems with fossil fuels, but you have to admit that there are problems with wind and solar. And if we weigh the problems next to each other, fossil fuel problems are negligible, but that's the issue. We have to pretend that these don't have any drawbacks. And so whether it's dead birds or dead whales or deformed foals, doesn't matter. The narrative is these are perfect, and we have to stick with the narrative.
You know, and it just recently, and I can't remember where it was that in Texas, Rudy, where the solar panels got hit with a bunch of hail and got ruined? So yes. There's things that'll happen, and, you know, it's...
Yeah,
it's...
Well, we need to eliminate hail is the real issue, right? And hail, is, of course, is caused by climate change. And so, this is the nonsense that we have to play when it comes to solar. What is the consequence of probably, without sounding hyperbolic, probably millions of shards of glass? I mean, these were thousands of solar panels, and you know when you break a glass, how many little pieces of... So what is the environmental impact of millions of shards of... Except it's not glass. It's crystalline quartzite. And it does have toxic chemicals in it. And it does have lead. And it does have cadmium. And it does have zinc. And you're going to get rain now. And when you have rain and millions of shards of crystalline quartzite, what does that mean to groundwater? What does that mean to the aquifers? What does that mean to animals who drink or plants that may grow? And the answer, of course, is no one knows. And the reason why no one knows is because we've been told that solar panels are green. So we don't need to do an environmental impact study. If you want to drill for oil or natural gas, you have to get dozens of environmental impact studies from third parties that are verified that this is all the stuff the green groups make us do. And you got to get EPA studies and you got to get this and that. And I'll understand to a certain extent, yeah, I want to take all the necessary precautions. Everyone should know the risks at stake, but what are the risks of millions of acres of wind and solar when something like this happens? And we don't know because the Biden administration will tell, and the environmental leftists will tell us, these are green. And therefore, they don't have to do the same rigorous work that the fossil fuel industry has to do until it's too late. I don't know what it means to have millions of shards of crystalline quartzite on a few hundred acres of water. I don't know what the consequences are. No one does, but we're going to find out. I hope nothing happens, but what if it does, right? And now we're putting these things up all over the place. Another problem I have, which is even probably scarier than the potential toxic chemicals, is the replacements are all made in communist China.
Yes.
Now, I don't know how quickly the solar company who owns these is going to get them up and running. They need to all be replaced. I don't know what their warehouse is and their inventory. But what happens when all of America has wind and solar and we have either terrible hurricanes or tornadoes or hailstorms and we need lots of replacement? Can we guarantee that China is going to say, you got it, America, we're sending a boat right now with all the necessary parts? Or is China going to do what they did during COVID and say, oh, you need something emergency? Well, you know what? We need trade tariffs renegotiated.
Yes.
So how about we'll give you your things for COVID, the pharmaceutical industry in particular, which is all located in China. We'll send you all the medicine you need for COVID but we want restrictions lifted on these three or four. That's what China did when we were in a pickle. And by having wind and solar, we are putting ourselves inevitably in a pickle, hoping that the communists come to our aid. So, sorry I'm long-winded, Beth Ann, but you can see you've opened a huge can of worms that we should be talking about. Your elected officials at town halls should be pressed on this. Biden should be pressed on this. Instead, we have a bunch of sycophant journalists and fake members of the media and lefty activists who just applaud and say, yay, wind and solar, we're fixing the climate. These are the conversations we need to have, and you need to call your congressmen and your senators and your governors. God forbid your governor is pushing this debacle of wind and solar before it's too late.
Well, Rudy, I'm going to have him talk. He couldn't read my sign language. I was trying to get him to stand up for the microphone. He was telling me this morning he went to the Republican Club meeting earlier this week, and one of the candidates was telling him what?
That the local, well, I don't know about local solar panel companies, but they're paying farmers up to $950 an acre per year to lease the land for solar panels. So he was telling if they approach you offering anything less, this is what they'll pay. He says, I don't recommend you take it. We're against it, but just letting you know. So it is hard to resist
that. You know, I've done so many town halls on this, and I've told the local farmers, look, I don't begrudge you for signing on the dotted line. Farming is tough. This is a lot of money. It sounds like a great offer. But what happens when the solar panels are all destroyed by a tornado or a hailstorm? Mm-hmm. Are you still getting paid $950 a month per acre? Or is that only when it's producing electricity? What if you have 3 days of cloud cover where you just have no sun and it's not producing electricity? Are you still getting paid $950 an hour? Or is that money contingent on actually producing electricity? Are you responsible for the cleanup of all these millions of shards of glass? Or is the solar company going to tell you that they will clean it up? I don't know the answer to those questions, but gosh darn it, you better know the answer before you sign away your family's land to a company who promises you to get rich quick. And last final thing, farmers, when has anyone ever come to your small community and said, I'm going to make you rich? Right? It sounds like the Music Man. No one ever has come to a farm community and said, I have something that's going to make you all a lot of money. So if it doesn't feel right and you think something's just off, trust your gut, because you have something they want, which is land. Protect it at all costs.
The Music Man was one of my favorite musicals, by the way. Well, Fargo Wagon's coming down the street, and they're going to make you rich. I don't think that's the way it works any more than Amazon coming down the street is going to make anybody rich.
No.
Oh, my goodness. We are so looking forward to having you here in September. I think some of my listeners are starting to get excited. They think Beth may actually pull this off. We still have a lot of work to do to get there.
I'm looking forward to it.
September 14th.
Happy Easter to all of you, Beth Ann. God bless.
Oh, God bless you. You have a wonderful Easter weekend. Thank you. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Remember, the word is contrast. Boy, did Daniel give us a lot of contrast in that segment. I just love it. But we got some more to come up with, so you hang in there. This is CSC Talk Radio. My name's Beth Ann. We'll be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer's and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A Short Course in Global Governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So I have several things here. We were talking about contrast, and I thought it was interesting what happened in New York yesterday. And I also find it contemptuous how they speak of President Donald J. Trump. It's kind of comical that they're calling him a hypocrite for showing up to this wake to give his support to this family who just lost a loved one. He said it happens too many times. It's happening too much. But it wasn't anything for Biden and Clinton and Obama to have this hoopla raising millions of dollars to beat Donald Trump in a presidential race. I'm kind of tired of them. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of tired of these liars. And I'm tired of the socialists running this country. There's quite a contrast from how we were founded and to what we have become. So, also, you know, we were founded on states' rights when we became an independent nation. And the states are supposed to have some say in things. And if you remember, I've said many, many times, it would be to our benefit, America, in every single state, if we would repeal the 17th Amendment and go back to our state legislatures appointing senators instead of this big, populist contest for a senator. Well, here's another instance on why this is bad. This is Kentucky legislature. Of course, this is the state legislature doing this. They pass a law to restrict the governor's ability to fill the Senate vacancies. Now, you think about that. It says on Thursday, that was yesterday, the Kentucky state legislature passed a bill that would alter the manner in which vacant U.S. Senate seats are filled, removing the governor's ability to appoint and replacement instead of setting a special election procedure to fill any vacancies. Now, if it was not that 17th Amendment, I would say that the legislators, not the governor, would be the ones to replace that because they would have been the ones who appointed him in the first place. Well, who are they considering? Who is the problem here? Well, it's McConnell. And I don't know who the governor is there. I guess he is a Democrat. It's Governor Andy Beshear. So the legislature probably doesn't want the Democrat to put in a Democrat senator when they have elected a Republican, which is not really a Republican. He's a rhino in Republican in name only. But this goes to show you that if we would have kept the Constitution the way it was, this would not be a problem. It would be the legislators, not the governor. So here they are. They're having to try and pass some kinds of legislation because of that 17th Amendment. Now, we've all watched over and over again as this container ship hit that bridge in Baltimore. And we're lucky there was only, six or seven deaths total in it, I believe. If that had happened during rush hour, that would have been really bad. But it's talking about the money that it's going to cost all of America and what the problem is there. Jobs, they're going to have to build a new bridge. I don't even know if the foundation of that bridge is any good, if they can at least prop up on that or whatever. America's broke. This is another that's going to show whether Buttigieg is good or not. Well, we already know Buttigieg is not any good. He doesn't know squat. But we seem to have had a lot of these things happening under Buttigieg. I don't blame him necessarily for this, other than this administration and this barge. I call it a barge. It's not really a barge. It's a container ship. Huge, huge container ship. And it's not hurt. But I think I mentioned to you yesterday that those who are investigating said they did not drop anchor and they should have had the anchors dropped. They knew they were in trouble when they put out a mayday. They didn't drop anchor. And they actually hit something in Belgium when they were last there. Hit a dock or something. And then I said Eric Bowling had showed some of their interviews and stuff with their hiring and how are they keeping their employees? Are they keeping them happy? Are the gay men and gay women, are they doing okay as they're on these ships in this company? And as he said, of course, he's showing snippets. I mean, you know, they didn't mention safety at all. But the gentleman that was talking about the safety issue of it said they either panicked and didn't drop anchors, or they were very poorly trained. And that should be the point of the investigation. So who's responsible for this? Well, the United States is going to have to build a new bridge. Now there's big controversy over not being being named again for the name of Francis Scott Key, because I guess he owned a slave or two. I don't know. because those things are more important than those lives that were lost, than the money that's going to have to be lost. We already have shelves that aren't full. Nothing can come through there until they pick up the old bridge and get it out of the water. Losses of jobs. I'm not sure how the people are going. I guess they have an alternate route. It's going to take them a lot longer to get to and from. There's a big contrast there, isn't there? Safety, DEI. So now on, every time somebody does something stupid, I'm just saying, must be a DEI. It's my new phrase. Well, we are going in. We are in the Easter weekend. And tonight, I used to do a lot of singing. I don't do a lot of singing anymore. I'm debating whether to do a little warbling on the 14th of September. I don't want to scare everyone away. But I might throw out a song or two. I was going to have some daughter-in-law sing with me. Well, one's got a wedding on her side of the family, and the other one's got band competition with her daughter, who will be a senior that year. So I'm going to have to find some other trio to sing with me. That won't be too difficult as long as they're open for that. But I'll be singing a song tonight called the Via Dolorosa for my son's church and their Good Friday service. And I'm dragging Rudy along. My husband and Rudy are going to have to be tortured with that. It was an old Sandy Patty song. I don't know if you, and Sandy Patty sang that. Well, yesterday we talked about the Bible of Lee Greenwood. Trump didn't make this Bible. Lee Greenwood did. He put it together several years ago, and I guess it was controversial then because people didn't like the mixing of the scripture with the Constitution and blah, blah, blah. I kind of find it interesting, just because our founding fathers based this nation on freedom of religion. So I have an article here of an interview of Lee Greenwood, and he says, "Rise up this Easter weekend." And I thought it would be fun, interesting, to share this with you and some of the thoughts that he has. And remember, he wrote God Bless the USA. He did a lot of things. Lee Greenwood, very, very talented. And I shared with you a year or so ago about how he kept his family out of Hollywood. He already saw what was going on in Hollywood. He loves this country. And he's not happy about what's happening in it. But I want to share this article with you because I think it's very telling of a Christian man and his family and what he hopes for you. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer Sanders and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immuno 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. Or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's 4 segments. But did you know there's a 5th segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the 5th segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome, but you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I had some other things I was going to share, but then I found this today. We've read out of Isaiah numerous times, and I had that in my mind again. But then I found this article that it's written by Solange Rayner. But let me share it with you. It says, Lee Greenwood, rise up this Easter weekend. Country music artist Lee Greenwood said he is hopeful that the nation rises up and understands with a little faith and following the pathway of our Lord, our Savior, we will be just fine this Easter weekend. I will have my family here. 2 sons will be coming in from Chicago and Miami and spending Easter holiday with us at home here in Nashville, Tennessee. And we will be going to our church as well to also celebrate the Easter weekend and the fact that He has risen. And this nation needs to recognize that again like we always have. Greenwood's best known song, of course, is God Bless the USA. And it gets played a lot. I'm adding this in here, you know, at the Trump rallies. And don't forget, he says, that's how this country got started. They didn't come here to discover America, to get away from religion. They came here to get away from the King of England, who was telling them what religion to be in. So I'm just hopeful that this nation rises up and understands with a little faith, following the pathway of our Lord, our Savior, we will be just fine. Now think about those words. They didn't come here to discover America. They came here to get away from a king who was telling them how to worship. They came here to have freedom of religion. Greenwood also discussed the backlash former President Trump has received for selling a custom version of Greenwood's God Bless the USA Bible for $59.99. Lee Greenwood says, I don't even believe people on the left hate religion. I think they just Trump haters. That's all they are. We've been promoting this Bible for over 3 years, he says. I mean, he could have used any Bible, but because this one has the documents of our founding fathers, I think that makes it unique. I'm so proud of the president for stepping forward and saying that he believes in God. He's a Christian, and this nation still should be praying for our country. We certainly need it. I would like to reach out to Lee Greenwood and have him on the show. That's what country music is about, was, you know. He's unique, and his music is unique. And I'm not sure that we are distantly related somehow down the line, because somewhere on my father's side, way, way back, there were some Greenwoods. But America, it's time that we stopped hating one another. Now, we can't control the hate in the other people's hearts, but we control ours. These that are doing things against our Constitution, these that are doing things against God's laws, those that hate him, they're lost. Easter is for everyone. It's not about bunnies and chocolate, although we all like the bunnies and chocolate. It's about a sacrifice that was made for our sins, and the resurrection, overcoming death. Death, where is thy sting? Whereas we are victorious because of this season, because of Easter, because of the death and the resurrection. We are victorious. So as we fight these battles here in this world, in this nation, we need to remember the victory. The war has already been won. These are just battles. Battles to gain souls for the kingdom. This is by Joanne Fuchs. I share a lot of her poetry from time to time. This is called Easter Joy. Jesus came to earth to show us how to live, how to put others first, how to love and how to give. Then he set about his work that God sent him to do. He took our punishment on himself. He made us clean and new. He could have saved himself, calling angels from above, but he chose to pay our price for sin. He paid it out of love. Our Lord died on Good Friday, but the cross did not destroy his resurrection on Easter morn that fills our hearts with joy. Now we know our earthly death, like his, is just a rest. We'll be forever with him in heaven, where life is best. So we live our lives for Jesus. Think of him in all we do. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord. Help us love like you. So as we talk every day about the things that are going wrong in this world, remember those students in Alabama that are baptizing thousands at a time. When we look at the youth that are protesting, look the other way to the contrast of all of those thousands and thousands of them singing praises. They had their hands in the air, baptizing new believers in Jesus Christ, young believers that have enthusiasm. Maybe they're our new refounding fathers and sisters and brothers and mothers. Excited. They said, there's a darkness, but the light is here. The light is Jesus. And that's what we celebrate this weekend. But every day is Resurrection Day when you stop and think about it, because the victory is already won. So all the things that we do here, all the things that we say, I know sometimes I get a little ugly. I know sometimes I'm not showing the love that I should. But we are saved through the sacrifice. And it was a bloody sacrifice. If you can stand it, I encourage you to watch The Passion of the Christ. I found out that Daniel had something to do with that. He was involved in the making and promoting of that movie. It's in Hebrew, so you really don't understand unless you understand Hebrew. But I went to it at the theater when it came out, and I sat there, and you knew what was being said. They had the captions down below. But when they were beating him, my heart yelled, "Stop, not more, no more, please stop." And the Holy Spirit told me the next word is for you. Jesus is alive. And it was the women who gave that first sermon, as my daddy used to say. He's alive. And it is in him that we will bring America home. God bless you.
Home.
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community, where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the D.C. occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno 150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients. 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno 150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.